Hey, greetings. This is Jim at don'tperish.com, John 4:24 radio, bringing you another episode in discernment. Hey, today's title, Amish Football Leagues, Rummenspringa, More Amish Foolishness. Yes, I was doing some research, and I came across, by accident, an Amish Football League. And it kind of blew me away because I'm familiar with the Anabaptist Amish faith, and that kind of blew me away. So I dug into it and started doing a little bit of research. And what I learned is that they actually have a football league where they dress up in complete regular football, NFL style football uniforms. And their young men do the violent, carnal, immodest sport of football. And it's all under the guise. And you say, well, why would the Amish be doing this? There's something called Rummenspringa. I don't know if I'm even saying that right. It's in German. I think it means freedom in German. It basically means that for a period of time, 16 to 20 year olds get to go off into the world and they get to experience the offerings of the world and decide if they're going to come back and join the Amish church. So this football league is part of that. All kinds of things are part of it. I've heard all kinds of carnal, worldly, vile things that happen. And what's even worse, this isn't just some rebel Amish young men that decide to do this. This is all sanctioned by their elders and their man-made traditions. Now, not all Amish do this. It's in certain groups, so I can't label all of them, but many of them do it. And I did an article. If you go to don'tperish.com, go to our teaching blog, Spirit and Truth teaching blog, and look up Amish foolishness or Amish hypocrisy, I think we call it. And you'll see the article, and basically it just lays out why. And we have another article about football. It's violent, it's pagan, it's immodest, it's pride-filled. It is not of God, so that football should be ruled out. Oh, and I should note, I learned something. I'm always learning these things. This is why we do these testings. I thought I knew the Amish so well. We live by near them in Wisconsin. We live near them in Missouri. We travel, we go and witness to their places. I never knew this. Are you ready for this? I learned that even within the established Amish community, people that have gone back and decided to be Amish, they follow the NFL football. And I said to my wife, how in the world do they follow the NFL football? They have no televisions, no radios, no computers. Well, what I learned is when they go to town, they're anxious to get newspapers to keep track of the scores of their favorite teams. Now, this all matters because God's word calls his true people out of the world. 1 John 2:15 says, do not love the things of the world. James 4:4 says, you're an enemy of God if you love the things of the world, if you're a friend of the world. 1 Peter 1:15 says, be holy in all your conduct. Yet the Amish are using this as a teaser for their youth to see if they want to come back and join the church. First of all, you don't join the Church of Christ in separate little local communities. You're either born again in Christ into his true body. There's one body per Paul in the book of Corinthians, or you're not in the body. You're not in the body of Christ. So this is more foolishness that is sanctioned by their elders, football, NFL, worldliness, carnality. Then they decide, yeah, I guess I'll come back and join. This has nothing to do with the truth of God. These are all these false man-made traditions, and we expose them in love so people can be set free of all of these false ways of man. And again, I learned something about the Amish. I didn't realize they were that worldly and that carnal. You look at them with their horses and their buggies, there's no electricity, and you think, wow, they're really separated from the world. Not really. We also have learned that there is a problem in their culture with porn and other things, so they are fallen, sinful human beings like the rest of us, but inside their religious systems, they're not keeping the ways of man, or excuse me, the ways of God. They're keeping the ways of man. Go to that article. It's linked right there at our Spirit and Truth blog, and you will learn about why the NFL is carnal and ungodly and should not be followed by any true saint. And then you'll see an article on why the Amish are unbiblical. We go through and list point by point why the Amish are unbiblical. So go there. It'll be a teaching moment for you, I hope. And that's what this is all about, learning the things of God, learning his truth, and then conforming our lives to it for his glory if we're claiming new life in him. Thanks for listening. This has been Jim at don'tperish.com. Go to John 4:24 radio. Hundreds of articles, audios for you there. Go to our Spirit and Truth blog. Hundreds of articles for you there. to learn how to live the faith, the biblical gospel, and then go to Don't Perish and go to our Unbiblical Teachers blog. And we point out the errors of the Mennonites and Amish and Roman Catholics and Mormons, and we point the way to truth in Jesus Christ. Thanks for listening. Till next time, have a glorious day. May God be praised.